I've said many times this week, and I'll make the point again because I think it's an important one. Data trumps modelling every time. Actual numbers, like so today's numbers, not what we thought we would have today, but what has actually been delivered and all the detail, the narrative that sits behind each of those cases, that is much better than any assumption you can make. And that's why the modelling gets updated. It'll be rerun, not on what we might predict will happen, but based on what has happened. And every day that passes, we have more data, we have more actual data to put into all the different assumptions that have been made. It's a rigorous process. I've also made the point a few times that, you know, we have a great medical and scientific community in this city and across our state, and there are many different views on any given subject, and that's a perfectly healthy thing. But at some point, though, you have to call these things. This is not an academic exercise. This is live. It's real, and we have to lock in some settings and then push to achieve those targets. On the issue of the achievability or otherwise, we will keep putting the data in every single day. We'll keep running the models. We'll see how things unfold day on day, week on week, and we'll use common sense. If it became clear at a point that the tail of this second wave was more stubborn than even the most rigorous modelling tells us, well, then, of course, we would look at that.